Item one is an application for rezoning at part of Hydro right-of-way north of Bishop Grannan Boulevard, west of St. Anne's Road, under file DAZ 209/2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will be heard at the same time, namely, item two, which is an application for variance for the same premise affected, under file DAV 113/279/2012D. And the applicants are already at the podium.
Okay, thank you. Applicant John Pearson. There's a few, maybe you could introduce the gentleman with you.
And sure, I've got Justin Zanowski with me as well, and Gord Bone with me as well.
Gord Bone and Justin Zanowski. Before you start, question. Last time this was laid over, if my memory serves me right, and maybe it's not, was there not supposed to be some community communication meetings
Yes.
that occurred? Can you fill us in on how those went?
The meetings went well, and we met with the Greenway group personnel, and we discussed a number of matters with them. And what I've done is a short synopsis of the items we discussed, and laid out what the variances are that we need and what they would like us, both Councillor Mays and others, wanted us to achieve. And we think we have done that, and it won't take very long to go through the presentation, and I think it'll answer all the questions, and then they will have the opportunity to speak to make sure that they're also satisfied with it. I think they are. But
thank you.
Okay, so the first slide is the development's being done by Shindico. We have a landscape architect involved with the project with us as well, and he's with me here today, Gord Bone. He's not only a landscape architect, he's also an instructor of green space management at Red River Community College. And he would be the architect for the installation and be the contractor for the installation of the plant material on the site. And he would also, we're going to touch on that a little later, but he'd also be involved in the maintenance for a three-year period after the fact. So to ensure that the materials do, in fact, settle and grow appropriately. Santec are engineering consultants for municipal works, and Precon Builders are our site contractors. The site is located at the corner of St. Anne's Road and Bishop Grannan, and what we're doing is extending the site slightly over in this southwest corner. The existing site has other occupants on their Home Depot, Sobeys, Michaels, Boston Pizza, etc. And we're going to be using Home Depot access to the site, so there's no new access or services being brought to the property. Oops. Sorry. What I've done here is outline the portion of the site that we currently own, which is the orange portion. It's currently owned and zoned commercial. The portion that is outlined in red is the portion that we're seeking rezoning to C3 commercial, and it's for incremental parking. I also outlined the land in question with no development on it, so it just shows you what's there today. There are several variances that we're pursuing, and I have one slide per variance so you understand exactly what it is we're pursuing. The first slide shows you the front yard setback. We're seeking 3 feet along that south, what's called the front yard. I think there was some confusion last time as to what was front yard, what was side yard, etc. So we decided to illustrate it very clearly. We're seeking 3 feet instead of 15 on this side. However, it's still 80 feet from the Greenway pathway. I realize the whole thing is Greenway and they care about the plant material on the whole depth of it, but we're 80 feet away from the pathway portion of the Greenway. The next variance we're seeking is 0 instead of 25 on the rear yard, as illustrated. Next variance, we have only 20 parking stalls on our site, so we're seeking parking elsewhere, which is the purpose of the rezoning and the supplementary parking. The next one was the planner, as well as Greenway personnel, asked us to try and recess our parking back from the south property line. And ideally, they would like to have seen 15 feet. We can do 11. and we're proposing 11 feet. Just because of the way the parking trees and the turnarounds maneuvering works, we can do 11 feet, and we're prepared to pull our parking back. Originally, we asked for zero, and we're putting our parking right up to the southern edge of the site. So 11 feet is what we're requesting. So the next one is we needed a variance because we have no access directly onto a public street. We're going through the Home Depot parking lot, and we need a variance for that. The last one was the garbage enclosure, and I illustrate that we've got our garbage enclosure 12 feet back from the south property line. I think what the planner had asked for was 15, or he suggested to us do the maximum, the best you can, and we've done truck turning radiuses and turning movements for the truck accessing the garbage enclosure, and we can comfortably work with 12 feet. Anything more than that would cause difficulty with regard to truck movement in that area.
So what do you have in that 12, in the actual land, the 12?
Landscaping.
Landscaping.
And I'll come to that momentarily. That's what we're pulling the parking back, we're pulling the garbage enclosure back, and we're going to put landscaping across that area. Also, one of the things that the planner and the Greenway personnel requested was for us to improve the south face of the Swish, proposed Swish LA building. And originally they had, I think it was two windows facing south. They agreed to put a third window there and spandrel panels over here. You can't see through. It's not a window. It's a spandrel panel. It looks exactly like a window, but you can't see through it. From the outside, you would never know the difference. A lot of office buildings have spandrel panels. So from the south exposure, it looks like there's five windows, doors, proper canopies, and a nice presentation, as nice as the other sides of the building. And we got that approval right from Cara Foods, who owns Swish LA. They came around, and I thought it was a nice gesture on their part to cooperate in this regard. The next one is the landscape plan, and it doesn't show as well on the screen as it probably does on the ones I handed out. But we've got two areas of landscaping here. One is the periphery around the entire site, and then we've got the 10-foot strip here and various islands on the site. And the periphery of the site, what our intention is to overseed with grasses that are indigenous to that area. And so we're going to, because we're doing construction along here, once we finish construction, you need to clean up those edges and make it match to what's there. Then we've also got the south exposure of the building, and we got landscape islands within where we're doing other types of plantings, and we've got a detailed landscape plan attached to the package, and Gord Bone can speak to the species. We've got trees proposed on either end of the building right here, and then we've got shrubbery and other materials in between, and the landscape plan describes all the species that are involved in that, and throughout the development in landscape islands and pockets where we were able to do it. So the proposed landscaping will harmonize with the greenway. The edges along the perimeter, like I said, we're going to be overseeding, and we're going to follow up with maintenance because you can't just overseed and not maintain it. So we're going to be watering it and making sure that it does grow and blend in with the natural surroundings in the area. The new plantings along the south elevation, the parking islands, etc., will be complementary native species. It won't be landscaping like we have in most of our retail developments. It'll be landscaping that'll be compatible with what's in the greenway, so it feels like it belongs. And then we're going to follow up maintenance, and we've already worked on an arrangement with Gord Bone, landscape architect, to be there for 3 years on a maintenance program with us to ensure the species survive and are cared for properly. After 3 years, they should have caught hold and be able to survive on their own the types of species that we're selecting. And as mentioned, the species are specified on the landscape plan. And Gord Bone's here to answer any questions on those details. In conclusion, the economic benefits, we're spending about $2.5 million on the project. Swish LA will generate about 80 to 100 jobs. The second restaurant will generate another 50 jobs. Construction jobs, about 40 direct jobs for a one-year period, both outside site work, construction of the building, interior of the building, et cetera. Property taxes are estimated over $47,000 per year. Shindico did arrange meetings. Councillor Vandell, you asked me that question. We did have meetings with them on June the 8th before coming here. We had a meeting with them at the meeting or after the meeting briefly, and then we met them on site on June 26th. Once we had sort of honed in on the types of how we were going to coordinate the landscaping, et cetera, and we invited the planner to join that meeting as well. So we were all there, had a good discussion, and think that we addressed, we're respectful of what their concerns were and addressed them the best we possibly can to respect the area. We also had meetings with utility companies, et cetera, because we had to attend to various utilities on site. And we believe we're adding two restaurants to the site, Swiss Chalet and an adjoining one in due course. We're going to have to come back for variances for that. But we don't have that one at the table at the moment, but we are in discussions with them. So it would be right beside the Swiss Chalet, smaller restaurant, about 4,000 feet. It's shown on the plan. And we'd have to come back for variances for that, very similar to the variances we've obtained already, to make sure that everybody's on side with that. But the pressure point right now is the Swiss Chalet. We want to get under construction and get that moving along. And we appreciate your consideration today.
Thank you, John. Any questions?
And some of these, I think you just addressed, John. The second restaurant, we don't know what that is. In order to ensure that wouldn't have a cinder block wall facing the greenway, that would need to come back in due course.
Yeah.
Perhaps, for plan approval.
It has been included. However, there is a plan approval clause from the original rezoning that requires the plans to come back here for this application and future applications.
Okay. Now, when we were, and John, you weren't here 4 weeks ago? Doesn't seem that long. Whenever we were last here, there was talk of the front yard setback, the southerlymost extension of the Swiss Chalet, and there was talk of 0 feet versus the planning department recommendation of 15 feet. You've moved it a bit here. At that time, there was some discussion of needing all of the space. So you're able to. I want to be clear on what's changed since we were last here. You've moved it north by 3 feet, and then the appearance of that. So the south elevation has changed, basically. Is that right? We're now, what's facing south now looks different in addition to being slightly further back.
That's correct. That the fair? Building looks different. The building looks like the front face of a building, like with the windows, et cetera. So it'll, they were concerned that it would be a blank wall and not be attractive. And now the way the building is, that elevation is designed, it's as nice as the front of the building. And then, secondly, we're proposing to do landscaping, which we need some permission from the city to go on their land for the not only our frontage, remaining frontage. We have 3 feet in some spots, 5 feet in other spots. We need to go on their land for another 10 feet-ish, approximately, to do the appropriate plantings that we're talking about and maintain it for 3 years and let it establish and maintain the required look.
And I think I've got a question for Robert then. Planning department's view on what we're seeing here today then as opposed to where we were a month ago?
Yeah, and on the on-site meeting, I said that, you know, focus less on the numbers and focus more on the goals and objectives that were trying to be met between the two parties. So I think from what I heard, a lot of this was fairly consistent, and people from the Greenway can verify as to not whether or not that's correct. But it was just to make sure that the landscaping in front is in keeping with the area as well and not also foreign kind of introduced, something that's odd, that shouldn't be there, but be more natural to the area.
And the rear yard setback, which is the northerly most extension of the building there, and planning's, we weren't at 25 feet last time, were we? That's the total of the variance, right? We're okay with that?
Yep. Okay. That's consistent. We didn't have any issues with that.
Right, and we don't have issues with, right, we always
I wasn't just presenting things you had issue with. I'm just letting you, I'm refreshing your memory on all the variances you're voting on.
So. So the building's slightly narrower than 3 feet, I guess, than what we saw before, but.
The building is exactly the same shape as you saw before.
But it's bumped.
However, we've added windows on the south exposure, and we're proposing to do landscaping along the south edge as we've described.
Okay.
As well as do cleanup along all around the edges of the property, which would be partially on hydro land, partially on city land, et cetera. Just clean up everything once the construction is done so that it gels in and looks natural and there isn't a construction void in between.
And another question for Robert, I think. Well, there's an undeveloped parcel that's on the far left, the far west. No? Yes. Jumping around too much. Yeah, what? The green space left of the white space there, if we can put it that way, there'd been talk at the last meeting of Shindico not having plans to develop that in the future, and there was some musing about could we possibly get that land for the city? Can you flesh out whatever research has been done on that?
It was just preliminary, and I understand that was the Greenways, one of their major concerns. We wouldn't be able to sort something like that out at the hearing today. That would be something that would be initiated, like Shindico has provided us with a letter showing interest in you know, either a swap or whatever it may be for that purchase, but that would be outside of the decision today.
Okay.
We have no mechanism today for this.
So we do have some record then that Shindico is prepared to.
We sent a letter to the planner, and we gave a copy of that to the Greenway as well.
Okay.
Expressing that we would be willing to sit down with the city and discuss the sale of that portion to the city, or a swap for some similar size parcel in their inventory, so that it could be relinquished over.
Okay.
And so I realize you're never going to be able to pull that off in this short period of time, and we need to get on with construction. But we're a company of our word. I mean, we've given it to you in writing. We're prepared to cooperate and do something reasonable in that regard.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No more questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I have a list of people in support. I'm going to call off their names. You're welcome to come down to make a presentation, but you don't have to. You can just register your support. Murray Gibson, register your support. In support, Michelle Mead.
Actually, I just wanted to come down to thank the community committee for allowing this process to follow through, giving us a chance to spend some time with Shindico and the city to discuss the issues and taking it seriously. I want to also thank John Pearson and Shindico for spending some serious time with us as well as time after to try to address our concerns. And thirdly, the city and John coming out, Kostya coming out to our meeting at the Greenway. And hopefully want to underscore the real interest we have in the city seriously looking at working with Shindico and coming up with an opportunity to do something with that last piece of land, that one in particular because it has the most impact on the Greenway. And I think finally we really wanted to underscore the value that we feel that the green space has for all of the community. And I know that Brian has mentioned the value that he feels in just running down there. It's more than a path, it is a green space. So the fact that this time has been spent with us to help make that work, we're quite happy about that. So I thank you for the serious consideration. And hopefully there is something that can happen with that last parcel of land so that we can protect it for the future. And actually the only other thing to say is that we are supposed to have regular meetings with the city and Hydro. It's part of our memorandum of agreement with the city and Hydro and the Bishop Grand and Greenway. So hopefully we can continue to do that and maybe some of these things can discuss at that point in time and reduce this issues in the future that we can have those meetings there versus City Council. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who hasn't filled out a sheet that is in support? Seeing none, I'm going to go to the other category. In opposition, Gordon Newton. In support. Okay. These are all the sheets I have. Is there anybody else who hasn't filled out one of these? Seeing none, thank you. Do we want to call the developers back? Actually, we're fine.
They don't have to come back.
Administration, do you have any concerns, questions?
Well, there'll need to be a modification to the variances. This is what they're asking.
Just in case, yeah. You might as well come forward. Okay, this is our last chance. If there's any questions for clarifications, Councillor Mays, do you have any?
Just give me 30 seconds.
City Planner, Kim?
Just as a point of note, our recommendation shows that we were requesting a 15-foot front yard instead of 25 feet for the construction of the restaurant. 15-foot front yard instead of 25 feet for the establishment of the the accessory parking and loading area, and a 15-foot front yard instead of 25 feet for the garbage enclosure. And just to be clear, what's being requested and supported is that it's a 3-foot front yard instead of 25 feet for the restaurant. Again, this is with regard to the variance. An 11-foot front yard instead of 25 feet for the accessory parking area, and a 12-foot front yard instead of 25 feet for the garbage enclosure.
That's correct.
Okay. Councillor Mays?
Commendations to both sides for assuming to come to an agreement there. I used to work for a union for 10 years, so I know these things often aren't easy. The bottom, the southeast corner, there's a notation on the plan. We've got a possible pathway, granular pathway to connect. Is that would be onto city property?
Yeah.
Okay, so we would have to talk to you folks about that.
That's right.
Good. There's no more questions. Thank you. We're ready for motions. Okay, on the rezoning first. It's a little further down page. Okay. Councillor Mays.
I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Contrary carried.
I will move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor? Carried.